They're called crane flies, but Molly Keck with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service says they have a lot of other names.
They are often incorrectly called mosquito hawks, Texas mosquitoes. I've heard wallygoppers. While they're related to mosquitoes, they're nothing like a mosquito. They are their own type of fly.
She says they are very distinctive, with large bodies and extremely long legs. While they might look intimidating, Keck says they actually don't pose any danger.
They don't suck blood, and unfortunately, they don't eat mosquitoes for us. This is just the time of year that they tend to make an emergence. And depending on where you are in the state, you might notice that there's more this year than maybe you had last year.
She says, like a lot of insects, they're attracted to lights, and they may cluster around your door or porch light.
They are attracted to light buildings and lights on buildings. So if you cut your lights off at night, then that can help reduce them.
You may also find them inside your house.
They're pretty dainty, fragile little bugs, so any little bit of wind is going to kind of suck them into the house, and that's usually where people don't want them, and that's where people start noticing that they're a little more active.
She says if you do see them, you don't need to be alarmed.
Probably the best answer is just leave them alone. They're not harming you. They're not stinging you. The adults have vestigial mouth parts, non-functioning mouth parts, so they're not even able to bite if they wanted to.
As for why they are so plentiful this year, Keck says it's because of rain last fall and warm temperatures this spring that created the right conditions for their eggs to hatch.
More than the temperature is when you got rain and if it was at the right time. So if you had a good rain pattern sometime in November, then that would have allowed more of those pupa to make it into adulthood.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.